Now then, let's go to Proverbs chapter 4, starting with verse 1, and we're going to talk a little bit about, we're going to go all the way to verse 9 of chapter 5. So we're going to cover a few reasons that makes us sick and afflict us. And there's several of them right here in Proverbs 4 and 5. Now in Hebrews, in Proverbs 4, it says, "Hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding, for I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my law." Now that's a pretty good, I mean, that's a straight right out of the book, right? Don't forsake my law, because if you do, you're in trouble. Is that what he said? But God would never do that to me, would he? Well, he says he will. And since he can't lie, okay, let's go to the next couple of verses. "For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and
live."
Do you want to live?
Yes, sir.
I want to live. Don't you? I never seen a human being that didn't want to live. You know, once in a while you run into somebody that, you know, says, "Hey, I want to die." Well, I mean, they've listened to the devil too much. And unfortunately, that does happen. But "Hear, retain my words, keep them in your heart, keep my commandments, and you will live." So if you don't keep his commandments, you don't walk in obedience to his word, what are you going to do? You're going to die. And when you die, if you're not listening to his word and you've never listened to his commandments and you never accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, when you die, where are you going? Now, hell, that's awful. But that's where you're going. And so I listened to a Baptist preacher preach. I think he was in about his 40s. And he walked up on a platform the other day with a youth group, and there were several thousand of these youth people there. And the message was, most of you people in here today, in 100 years, will be in hell. That's not normal for a Baptist preacher, is it? I mean, he said that. He said, you know, you can't tell the difference between you guys and the world.
That's right.
Y'all are living with each other. You're lying. You're stealing. You're cheating. You're doing all these things. And so said, all of you that are doing that, if you don't change and repent, said, you, in 100 years now, you'll be in hell. You may say you're a Christian, but said you're not.
Right.
Woo! I mean, that's just putting it point blank, isn't it? That ought to put some fear in somebody. You know, somebody told me I was going to be in hell in 100 years. If somebody told me I was going to be in hell in 5 days, I'd be doing something about it, wouldn't you? I don't want to go to that place. Not at all. No, not at all. I mean, just think. I mean, when Cheryl and I was reading that here a while back, she's at that time, it's been a while back when I was reading this, she said, "I never saw that." It said the worms crawl in and out. They never die. Now, for a woman, she just shook. She shuddered. When I, listen, over here on the end did the same thing. That's what my wife did, too. She said, "You mean people that die, the worms crawl in and out day and night and they never cease?" I said, "Yeah." I said, that ought to make us want to tell people about this good place of heaven, right? Because,
yeah.
I mean, these words are true. You know it, young lady?
Yeah.
Aren't you glad you ain't going to have to go there?
Yeah.
Amen. There's a smart girl. She don't want to go there. We don't want to go there, do we? We ain't going to go there either, are we, young lady? No, we're not, because we're washed in the blood of Jesus. But still, we can be washed in the blood of Jesus, and if we don't keep his commandments, we're going to die prematurely. And I have seen many people, both men and women, die prematurely. So you don't want to go there. I want to live to be, you know, what's a ripe old age? What do you consider a ripe old age? I mean, a couple of hundred, that'd be a good start. You know, that, I mean, you know, I mean, some of the people in the Old Testament, they lived to be 965,
wow.
Right? And they were still evidently healthy when the flood came. You know, so praise God. You know, I mean, the New Covenant, it's got some promises in it that nobody's ever been able to, or at least nobody that we know, but the New Covenant's got some great promises, and we're going to try to hit some of those today, too. God has really, under the New Covenant, given you such great and awesome promises. But what we're doing now is showing you a few things that makes you sick, and it's sin. If you're not keeping His commandments, you die early. You get sick. Okay, let's go on down to the next couple of verses. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Now, this is good advice from the Word of God. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. In other words, you better stay in God's Word. Is that right, Terry?
Yes, sir.
You better stay in the Word, forsake her not, the word. And she, the word, shall preserve you. Love her, and she shall keep you. Now, what is he talking about? Love her. What's her? The word. Love the word. Get in the word. Study the word. Get understanding. And the average person, they, oh, that old book, that's a Bible. You know, that thing was written 2,000 years ago. You know that thing's full of errors. Let me tell you, the book ain't full of errors. It means exactly what it says. And it's amazing how many people are like this email somebody sent me the other day. Now, I don't think this really happened, but I do know this is where the church really is. It said there was a little town, and there was a guy there that was an atheist, and he had a bar and a cavern and all this stuff. And the people there, they had a little church, and they did a couple, two or three churches, and they all got together and prayed that God would close this place down. Well, the guy knew they were praying, but, you know, he's an atheist. He don't believe in God. Well, so they're praying. Well, it wasn't but many days, and lightning struck the place, and it burned down. And when lightning struck and broke it down, well, he went to his insurance company, and the insurance said, well, this is an act of God, so we won't pay for you a new building. So he said, well, that stupid church, they were the one that was praying, so he said, I'm going to sue them. So he sued the church, said that it was God that tore down his building because they prayed. And whenever it went to court, the people in the church, they said, it wasn't our fault. And so the judge up there, he said, I have never seen a case like this in my life. Here I got an atheist that don't believe in God that says that God burned his church down. Here I got a church where it's supposed to believe in God, and they don't say they had anything to do with it. Isn't that the way we are? I mean, we pray for something, God shows up, and then, well, it wasn't God. Yeah, it was God, you know. He does answer prayer. And he is very real. But he tells us what to do here. If we love the word, she shall keep you. And, I mean, she'll keep you healthy and happy and prosperous and everything. And I know that these things are so real that, you know, that I have had the privilege to walk in this. And for 25 years, not been sick, I know since God gave me this job to teach, and he knew how difficult this was going to be to try to convince people, I know that's why God has kept me so healthy and why I can be 69 years old and I feel just like I did when I was 30. You know that? I don't feel no different than I did when I was 30. You know, man, I love getting up in the morning, going out and working and doing everything, climbing on top of these buildings, welding, flying airplanes, going and teaching the word. I love it. And I don't get tired. You know, the average guy my age, he works 4 hours and he goes and sits down and says, oh, I'm so tired. I can't. Oh, I feel so sorry for you. Praise the King. You need to know Jesus. He's the answer. Okay. Now then, let's go to the next couple of verses today. Wisdom is the principal thing. Now, where can you get wisdom? From God, from the Word. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all you're getting, get understanding. I mean, the only place you're going to get all this is from the Word of God. Exalt her, and she shall promote you. She shall bring you to honor when you do embrace her. So when you embrace wisdom and the word, it will put you in a new place in life, won't it, son?
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's really lifted you up, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
Woo! And you ain't never going to be the same, are you?
Right.
You're just going to get better all the time now. You're going to stay in the word more now, right? At least your appetite's wet, though, right? When you start seeing God show up, don't you love to see God show up when you pray for somebody like that lady? I love it too, but you're going to have to teach her a lot because that's standard. You ain't going to believe this. You prayed for me last night. You ain't going to believe this. God really answered my prayer or your prayer. But I hear that all the time, so I know where you're coming from. But when God does show up, and he does, really, in faith, he always shows up for faith. Okay, let's take the next couple of verses. She shall give to your head an ointment of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to you. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be few. Is that what he said?
No.
The years of your life will be what?
Many.
Now, is that what we want?
Yes.
Hey, we want to live a long, healthy life so we can run and play. I mean, there ain't nothing wrong with dying and going to heaven, but this is pretty good right here, isn't it? We can have good fun right here. I mean, if you're sick and afflicted and tormented and got a devil dragging along behind you, I can understand why you might want to get out of here. But you know, when you're having fun, you know, when God's met all your needs and you're healthy and you're obeying the Word and He gives you many good, healthy years, life's fun, isn't it? Life is really fun whenever you're not sick and afflicted. I know I've had it both ways. And the part when I was sick and afflicted, I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. You know, but I do love it, walking in divine health. I really love that. Okay, your years of your life will be many, because who's going to control your life? God is, but He's going to do it according to your obedience. You really technically control your life. You're either going to walk in obedience or you're going to walk in disobedience. And if you walk in obedience, He says your life will be long and you'll have many years. You want to live a long time, young lady? Amen. Praise the Lord. So, what do you got to do? Pay attention to the Word, right? Amen. Okay, let's go to the next verses. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. In other words, if you're walking with God, do you have to worry about anything? You ain't going to stumble. You ain't going to fall. Your path ain't going to, you ain't going to be drawn off over here. Your path's going to be straight. He's going to be guiding. His light's going to be illuminating the path, and He's going to be directing your steps, and you're going to be walking right down the path He wants you to go. And your life is going to be healthy, and you're going to have many, many years. I mean, this is written in the book. Is this written in the book?
Yes.
Okay, this is what He said. Okay, let's go to the next couple of verses. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Ooh. I like that, don't you? She is your life. Enter not into the path of the wicked. Uh-oh. Now, this is some good instructions here, isn't it? Oh, come on, son. I got this special topless bar. Come on, let's me and you go down there tonight and see some of them girls. Oh, you ain't going. Ah, you wimp, you. Come on, go with me. You ain't going, huh?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.